One of the main differences between marine and terrestrial environments is the lack of large or macroscopic marine autotrophs. Hopefully, you recall what an autotroph is versus a heterotroph. The ocean has no equivalent to the trees and other large plants that are the dominant autotrophs on land. So, what organisms carry out primary productivity in the oceans? Well, there are a few species of large algae, like kelps and seaweeds, as well as sea grasses that are highly productive. However, these species are restricted to shallow coastal waters, just a tiny fraction of the total ocean area. Ocean productivity, thus, is driven largely by microscopic photosynthetic algae called phytoplankton. In fact, roughly 95% of the primary productivity of the oceans is carried out by these tiny, mostly unicellular autotrophs. The phytoplankton support a community of nearly as tiny primary consumers, the zooplankton. Thus, plankton form the base of long marine food chains. There's almost no comparison to plankton in the terrestrial realm. Think about that. We just don't have tons of critters flying around in the air, except for maybe pollen, seeds, and tiny airborne insects. We just don't have lots of multitudinal life forms, just floating there like we do in the ocean.